And it is always a pleasure to welcome back to the program one of the staunch opponents to all the global warming nonsense we have to put up with, Senator James Inhofe. Senator, good to have you back on.
Nice to be with you, Lars.
Hey, what happened with these three Republican sellouts deciding to sell us down the river on $800 billion in Porculus?
Well, you know, I just got off the little debate format on CNBC, and it is just ludicrous that what we have here. Let me start off, if I could, Lars, too,
yes, sir,
because a lot of people have picked this up, and I want to make sure they understand it. There, from a tax perspective, the only thing in there that would stimulate is a loss carryback. I think they changed it from 2 to 5 years in accelerated depreciation. That accounts for about 3.5% of the amount of this thing, which this compromise they call is $383 billion, according to CBO. The other thing is the transportation. I think that's something government needs to be doing more of, roads, highways, bridges, and all that. So I had an amendment to try to up that amount as it is now. It's $27 billion, and that's 3% of the total. So this bill that they call a compromise bill was 7% stimulating and 93% spending. And that's what we're looking at. It doesn't do what it's supposed to do. And don't let anyone tell you this is bipartisan. Anytime you only have three Republicans out of 535 members of Congress, that ain't bipartisan.
Well, Senator, why is it that even with those three, why couldn't those have been held back, a proper filibuster launched, and this thing killed?
Oh, it could have been. It could have been. I was so proud of the House, Lars, when they all Republicans stuck together against this thing that was really bad, and I've never in my political career seen all Republicans in the House hang together. And they did. And I said publicly, and I think maybe even on your show once, if only the senators would do the same thing, we can stop this thing, go and then do something to stimulate the economy, but not have this, use that as an excuse for a big spending bill. So the Democrats had to go out and find two Republicans. And they found two. We weren't sure about Olympia Snow. She did end up voting for her. But the two they had were Susan Collins and Arlen Specter. And so that's it. It's, you know, three Republicans out of 535. So this is a Democrat program. One of the things that Heritage came out with was the 10-year hidden welfare costs amount to $17,400 a family. And this is right on the heels of a $700 billion bailout that gave an unelected bureaucrat total authority without any oversight of spending $700 billion. So that's
who also told the Congress and told the president at the time, I need all this money, it's absolutely critical, and then came back with half of it and said, nah, I decided not to spend it, you figure out something else to spend it on.
What's worse than that, though, he said what he had to have it for was to buy damaged assets, and of course he didn't do it. Now we're going to hear tomorrow from Geithner, who is Paulson warmed over, and he's going to come out to say what kind of a program he's wanting, and I don't know what it's going to be. People are speculating, but it doesn't really matter. He'll say one thing. He can spend that money on anything he wants. He can put it all into housing or anything else because there are no restrictions. And by the way, 75 senators voted last October in favor of the $700 billion bailout, but almost all the Republicans on the second $350 billion change their minds on that. So that shows that Republicans are thinking a little bit.
Senator, we've been looking through the list of all these things. I mean, it's crazy. $250 million for an after-school snack program and, you know, $2 billion for Head Start, which every study I've been able to find on Head Start over the years has shown it's a complete waste of money. $10 million for bike and walking trails.
How about the TV coupon?
Oh, the $650 million for the digital TV. My goodness, why is the government never helped me convert from 8-tracks to cassettes or cassettes to CDs or CDs to an iPod? Why should they help you convert to digital TV? But, Senator, I want you to be honest with people tonight. Is this thing stoppable, or is this thing already rolling so fast that it's going to go straight through no matter how many phone calls we all make?
Let's clarify for our listeners, because it is a little bit confusing. The vote we just had at 5:30
kind of a test vote,
today,
right?
That was to cut off the filibuster. Technically, you know the history of that, but that took 60 votes. Those same 60 votes or 61 votes, whatever they had, are going to be there tomorrow at the 5 o'clock when they have the final vote. I mean, how do you justify changing your vote? No one's going to change the vote on that.
It
goes to conference.
Yeah.
Now this is the thing that, if you watch the polling, even though there's, I'm hearing different mixed reviews on polling, if you watch the same poll, this thing took a huge dive in the last 2 weeks. It was 76% of the people thought they were for a stimulus package and thought it would work, and that went down to 36% in a period of 2 weeks. I've never seen anything like that happen. If this happens and continues to happen during the time that the conference between the House and the Senate is taking place, it could really put the put a lot of Democrats in a tough position, and maybe even those three Republicans. So it's not completely over yet. And then let's keep in mind one other thing that no one agrees with me, but I remember so well back in 1992 when we had the same thing. Clinton got in office, so we had a Democrat in the White House, and they had the House and they had the Senate, and they started spending money. And then we had Hillary health care and all these things very similar to what you're seeing today. And you know what happened 2 years later. So I'm looking at this as, you know, let them get as radical as they want. Let make sure that everybody understands Democrats want to spend all this money. And let's see if we can't, you know, turn it all around and undo some of this stuff 2 years from now.
Senator, last issue. Now that we know that this thing is potentially stoppable, but may, in fact, roll on through, how many months is it going to be until the next stimulus package is proposed, since it sounds like this isn't going to be the last one?
Well, that I can't say. Obviously, Harry Reid doesn't come to me and confide in me in these things, so I can't answer that question. But they will continue to do it, and they're going to try different things. The bottom line, though, is spend, spend, spend. And I was glad to hear you from your previous caller while I was on the phone talking about these are government jobs.
Yeah.
Is government the employer of last resort? Apparently it is.
Are Republicans doing everything they can do to really, because this is the question I'm getting from a lot of folks, and I've got it on my mind as well, are the Republicans organized enough after the defeat in the presidential election to come back and say, not only is this wrong, it's dead wrong, it's immoral, it's unethical, it's burying America in debt that will probably never be paid back, and we have a better idea?
Yes, in the House particularly, more so than in the Senate. Because the House has gotten their conference together and decided just they're going to be acting in unison, and I didn't believe it was going to happen until they all voted against this stimulus thing. In the Senate, it's a little more difficult. We've got a few more mushy ones in there, as you know, and so that's not going to be quite as easy. But I would definitely say on the House side that you're seeing this turnaround. And in talking to Mitch McConnell and John Kyle, who are the leaders now in the on the Senate, they're going to do everything they can to turn this thing into, we're going to try to be a truth squad and make sure everybody knows who is responsible for this and the new majority is responsible.
Senator, it's a pleasure to have you on as always. You really serve the people of Oklahoma well, and thank you for taking the time tonight.